Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, and well, it's an exciting day. We're heading into something that I think you will never see anywhere else. That's a big promise. You know, in traditional yoga and Eastern philosophy, there is this thing called the three doshas, and that's Pitta, Vata, Kapha. And people are pretty much accustomed to those three doshas, and they use them very frequently in talking about your body type. The three doshas actually is a summary of the five doshas. And today I'm going to show you the original teachings that come from China and India and most of Asia. And it talks about the five elements, and the five elements are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So everything in the universe is made from five elements, and so are you. And I just had a sip of coffee. It had earth, water, fire, air, and ether in it. And I'll explain all this later. So we look here. The elements are ether, air, fire, water, and earth. We know that everything in the universe is made from these five elements, and therefore nothing happens without the five, and it's a combination of these five that cause things to change shape, be either a rock or be a star in the sky, or the air that we breathe, or the air that the atmosphere around the air that we breathe. So the first thing we do is we want to know what sort of body type we are, because the importance of this is this. It's the same when you're born as to when you die. And so if you go to a practitioner of this work that we're talking about here, at birth, they can say your baby is a fire baby or an air baby or a water baby. Now, the interesting thing about this is this. It never changes. And with that diagnosis or analysis of the baby's bone structure, there is a really good approximation as to what sort of things that baby will grow up to be good at. Now, we're not trying to hamstring anybody here and say you can't do anything. You can do anything. You can, if you're 4 foot tall, you can still be a pole vaulter. If you're 7 foot tall, you can still be a mud wrestler if you want. However, your body structure is going to determine how successful you are at those things, but it's also going to determine your personality. And that's a really interesting thing. So the body elements are ether, air, fire, water, and earth. Ether is creative, air is mobile, communicative, fire is driven, water is connecting, which is nurturing and caring, and earth is organizing and managing. And so even when it comes to choosing careers, we can actually start to use the elemental analysis or constitution of your body to work out where you will do brilliantly easily. So let's say you are an earth type and you choose marketing or strategy as your career and you're an earth person. You'll do fine. It's just to be very straining. It'll be almost like a cat trying to be a dog. It can be that. It can bark and it can bite people and run around and chase balls. There's no reason why a cat can't be a dog. But if a cat was just a cat, it would find its way of doing things much easier. And so it comes down to determining not only what you do, but how you do what you do. A water person, for example, will thrive in an environment where they can be caring. So the CEO of a company who is a water person, a water constitution, will worry and care about their employees, their clients, their staff in a nurturing way. Fire people will worry about the employees and the clients and the world at large in a very driven way. And so they'll want to deliver results. Air people will want to teach people, communicate with people, make sure everybody knows everything and adapts and is moving around. Etheric people are more likely to be at a distance developing an overarching strategy for it all, because air people, etheric people, are way out in the clouds quite often in the way they think. And an earth person will be a builder of, let's say, the structure of the company, the finances of the company, the legalities of the company, and they will do that all day, every day without being tired. We have all five in each of us, so we can all be creative, adaptable, active, flexible, and firm. We can be all of the elements in one person. But it comes to a point where we say we have a lot of one of these things and less of another. Ether and air are determined by height. Ether is tall, air is short. Water and earth is determined by weight. Water people are rounded bodied, soft fleshed. Front row of the rugby grid, for example, would be a water person because they will be protecting the people behind them. Earth people are more likely to be square and more boxy. They're very good sprinting, so they're more solid. And fire people are the one who throws the ball. So we all have, this is the constitution of a person I work with who had a lot of earth. This is another constitution of a person, a lot of earth, significant amount of water, less fire, less air, and very little ether. So they were stocky, firm, heavy set. They were rounded. They were triangular, rectangular, I mean. They were systematic, caring, energy. They had a lot of energy. They were quite dominating because of the earth. And they very rarely got a cold and a flu. So I can go through all of these, and you can see the different ways a person's constitution, and there's infinite numbers of variations. And the important thing about this is to say these are clients and people that I've worked with whose constitution I've helped them find. And I'll deliver a book to you as part of this program, which helps you study your own constitution. So looking here, this face here on the top left is an air person. You can see the jawline is relatively soft, but elongated. The nose is small and thin, small lips, eyes are not piercing. You can see the earth person, very piercing eyes, very square jaw. The fire person, you can't see the jaw in this picture, but sharp nose, sharp featured. Ether, very long, very thin, even the hands are long, and water is a soft, fleshy face. And I go again, earth on the top left, square jaw, air, soft, elongated jaw, water person is soft, rounded jaw, fire person, sharp, and etheric person, again, long fingers, long face. So each of these constitutions reacts differently when things go wrong. So for example, when an ether person's body is not, when they're not looking after themselves physically, they'll start to get depleted, and there'll be a memory loss, weight loss, they'll start to get vague. When an air person gets depleted, which comes from physical imbalance, they'll get blockages, aches and pains in their joints. They become dyslexic. It's hard for them to concentrate and read, and are quite accident prone, clumsy, and knocking things over. Fire people, when they get out of balance, develop acidity, which is arthritis, stomach ulcers, inflammation, and arthritis, which is acidity. In other words, water people, if they're out of balance, they gain weight, sluggish, they procrastinate, and they end up slothful, sitting around a lot watching TV. Earth people develop stiffness in the joints, sediments, which kidney stones, frozen joints, they really stiffen up, and of course cardiovascular. Now, what this says is if my ether is out of balance, these things will happen. If my air is out of balance, these things. So these can be used to say my fire or my water, my earth. These things can be used to say, I can use this template here to self-diagnose which of the elements in my body is out of balance and therefore correct it. We can also go to mental imbalances and diagnose ourselves using this chart. We can say, if my ether is out of balance, I'll feel confused, I'll have nervous anxiety, I'll be delusional, you know, panic attacks, worrying about things that haven't happened yet and be full of fear. If my air is out of balance, I'll be, one minute I'll be good, next minute I'll dislike it, next minute I'll be all for something, next minute I'll be all against it. If air is out of balance, I would worry a lot. That means I'm aerated. Hypersensitive means any little thing goes wrong, if boo, ah, it, you know, I get really tense and shocked, and I'm always looking to run away from things and hide in the bushes and hide in the mountains and hide in my little meditation hut. That's aerated in my body, and depression is a part of air being out of balance. Fire, frustration, anger, reactive, acidic. My water is out of balance. I'll get greedy. I'll get clingy. I'll start retaining fluids and start retaining things. I won't let go. Becoming probably a little bit blocked is the word. Blocked. Can't think. And clogged, which is in a physical way constipation, but we're talking about mentally clogged. An earth person, if my earth is out of balance, I'll become stubborn, inflexible, too strict, and resistant. I'll use got to a lot. So we can actually see when our water is out of balance, our fire, our earth, our ether, our air, when that in us is out of balance, these are the consequences. Under pressure, my ether will react as such. Under pressure, my air will react. Under pressure, my fire will react. And I can see which of my constitutional elements is being pushed if I'm under pressure. And if I'm an ether person, it's very likely that under pressure, those will be the consequences. If I'm an air person, these will be the consequences, and so on. But because we can diagnose which of your elements, which element is out of balance, if you're feeling depressed or you're developing some anorexia, we know the source of it. It's the etheric part of you. And therefore, we know how to fix it, because we need to bring the etheric part of you, or the fire part of you, or the earth part of you, back to balance. And we know how to do that really easily. So let's look. Ether, air, fire, water, earth, space, mobility, heat, liquid, solid, wisdom, cycle, transform, attract, and weight. Ether. So I'm not going to go through all these diagnostics. I will leave this PDF available for you. And it's going to be a very important conversation we have today about this, because you'll want to know what is your constitution. And we've also got a book which describes the compatibility between an ether person and a water person in a domestic relationship and a work relationship. Now, every combination has a positive and negative. So ether, and let's say you're in a relationship, you're an ether person and you're in a relationship with a fire person. The good news is, etc., etc. The bad news is, etc., etc. So where are you going to find it tough? Where are you going to find it easy? And that's a really important consideration, I think, because if your constitution's automatically going to determine how you behave in a relationship, it's really wise not to get caught up trying to fix things that aren't actually broken, that are part of the constitutional makeup of the relationship you have. Now, you won't hear therapists talking about, you won't hear relationship guidance, and you won't hear anything in the news about this sort of analysis. And yet, it forms the foundation of about 4 billion people on this planet's self-awareness. That's an interesting thing. So let's go through this: fire, water, earth, and the causes. You can read this for yourself using with all imbalances in the human body diagnosed through constitutional analysis. There's either excess, too much of something, or too little of something. It's very, very simply diagnosed. And that leads you to the opportunity to be able to self-diagnose and go, if my ether is out of balance, I know where how to bring it back into balance because I can just go to this chart. So you can go through each of the effects or causes, and we know that we can take any constitutional point and bring it back to balance really easily. Firstly, through routine. Secondly, through nutrition. Thirdly, through rest and sleep, exercise, and relationship with self, with intellect, with emotion, friends. So there are channels that bring us back to balance, but those channels have to be activated, not generically, because the generically, if I'm tired, I don't know generically whether rest will fix that. If I've got depression, I don't know the solution to depression until I know what's my constitution, because a fire person will heal depression differently than a water person will. This is really important stuff. It's not the fringe of medicine. It is medicine. It is the real medicine. It's using nature as a guide to heal and to keep us on track and to know ourselves really well. So keep your body moving, keep your bowel moving, keep your breath moving. They're pretty good philosophies. Signs of good health, good appetite. Signs of good health, you're pissing regularly. You can hear clearly. Your mind feels pleasant. It feels like it's a beautiful world around you, and your emotions are under control. Signs of health, good energy and compassion, ability to fall asleep at night. You wake up refreshed in the morning and you're committed yet detached. In other words, your work is not grabbing you by the throat. Sign of good health is that we learn from experience. So in good health, there is the what they call a growth mindset, which means there are two words. There is success or win, success, and there is learn. There is no lose or fail. There is a sense of philanthropy about us, that we feel big enough to contribute to others. There is a perception that all people are created equal, and I hope through the work we've done so far that you've seen that every human has every trait, just in a different form. This really does enhance the ability to say we are all equal. And there is a sense of truthfulness, honesty, and compassion. Now, this last one, it doesn't say is truthful, is honest, and is an active, compassionate person. It says follows it. In other words, there is a continuous intent to be that way. So I just want to acknowledge my good colleague, Rama Prasad, a doctor who is now, was in Australia, is now back in India, running retreats and workshops in his resort. If you were considering a transformation in your health, I would love to suggest, and if there's something going on that's quite serious, a visit to the south of India into a beautiful, beautiful resort and spending a couple of weeks with Rama. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.